FM 104.6, online, Ospedia Channel 5 and DAB2. Vectis Radio plays for you.
It's one of the hottest days of the year, they reckon, 26 at the moment, but I mean, the other week we're up to 33. In the studio now, we have currently 29 degrees Celsius, so we're going to keep this brief. Hello.
Hello.
Bye.
Yeah, see you later.
We've got Emily in the studio from the council, the Isle of Wight Council. We've also got, let me think now. It's Katie also.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, we're good, thank you.
Warm enough?
Plenty.
I'm actually quite liking it because I've just come off the back of a week off, so I'm like, ah.
Oh, have you?
It feels like we're in the tropics.
I liked that the weather.
Yeah,
weather
stuck it out. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't know why people
somewhere
are moaning and groaning. It's lovely.
Yeah.
What would be great would be a little bit of rain overnight. Yeah. Nice, more sunshine the next day. Yeah. That would be perfect.
Yeah, just a few
you
spots.
Just sort it.
Yeah.
I'll sort that out later. All right, we'll finish the show first. Now, look, what's new? What's new? Because I know you normally come in and just explain what you actually do for the council.
Well, that's not new, so...
no, but I think you explained that.
Okay.
All right.
So, well, I'm Katie Harwood, and I'm the recruitment team leader for the Isle of Wight Council. So my team looks after all things about joining our workforce, how to get in, what jobs are available, why you should join us, and help and support to access careers at the council. And we look after all of that. So everybody who might be thinking about joining us, we're the team that looks after telling you what you can do.
Brilliant.
And Emily works with me.
I'm the problem solver. I fix stuff that goes wrong. That doesn't go wrong all the time, but when stuff goes wrong.
Good.
That's my job.
Excellent. So... that's your job, that's your role. So what's new now? What's going on now? Who are we recruiting? What jobs are up for grabs and so on?
Well, we were going to say today we'd quite like to focus a little bit in the area of social care and social work. I know we often come in and sort of skirt around always looking for people in care, but actually we've got some really lovely jobs at the moment and a lot of them are falling in the social work category. So we wanted to sort of shine a little bit of a light on those kinds of careers and get people thinking about whether social work might be for them in the long run. Now, obviously, we are not social workers. We don't do the jobs. We can't tell you what it's like day to day. But what we do see constantly is the teams that are doing it, coming with us to events and careers events, that kind of thing, going out around the schools, talking to young people about careers in social work. And so we wanted to just sort of maybe touch on that a little bit today. And also it's touching on the fact that there's a new big conversation on care going around nationally, where everyone can have a say in care that's delivered in their areas. So that's not so much a careers focused thing, but we wanted to give it a little plug today. Because we want the Isle of Wight community to get really involved in having their say on adult social care on the Isle of Wight, what they'd like to see, how they'd like to see it develop, what they think we need, what we're not doing, what we are, what we should be doing. And it's a national initiative. It's a if you go to our Facebook page for the Isle of Wight Council, it's on there and the links to the survey are on there as well. So yeah, anyone with any interest in care services on the Isle of Wight, whether they have an individual in their family who's receiving care, whether they are getting of an age themselves where they might need to look at care, whether they want to work in care, whether they are working in care already, all of these people are being encouraged to fill out the survey so they can have their voice.
How brilliant is that we're, you know, chucking it open to people to come in? Because let's be honest, you're not doing that just for, you know, let's just do that, give them an opportunity. I would imagine there's a fair old bit of information that comes back. You think, wow, I didn't know that, and now I do. And that's a great idea, let's talk about it, and so on. I'm guessing that's what you get out of it.
I don't know, because it's a national thing, I'm not sure what we're going to get out of the...
Well, that's key, I think, because it is a national initiative and a national survey. We really need the Isle of Wight voice to be heard within that. So the more people from our area that can complete the survey and have their say, the more weight it gives maybe the unique issues that we face here on the island, which often get overlooked when we're lumped in with the rest of the UK. And it's not necessarily people who are... it doesn't necessarily have to be services for just, you know, super elderly or vulnerable people or people with dementia, which is often what people assume when it's social care. It could be adults with learning disabilities, serious illness, mental health. It's all kinds of things involved in adult social care and who we look after in the community. So literally everybody should get involved, because at some point in your life it's going to touch your zone.
Definitely.
You know, you are going to be involved in adult social care somewhere along the line.
How brilliant that we're doing this, because as I say, you go back 20 years, we wouldn't have known too much. There wouldn't have been, you know, it now. It's something that we've got to fix. We've got to, the only way to fix it sometimes is to talk about it, have communications about it. But how lovely is it that, you know, we are mm-hmm. a fully aware, and we're talking about you know, years ago you'd have just mentioned not you, but we would have just mentioned schools like St George's and St Catherine's and so on, and now there's lots and lots of people that are included in conversations. They're being included in, you know, reports on care and how do we make things better.
Absolutely.
I think that's a wonderful thing. I really do. It's a long time coming.
Yeah.
But here we are.
And I mean, as the council, we do a lot of the care services for example, reablement and getting people back on their feet and back into independent lives and back out into the community. So, you know, you've got other establishments looking after that long-term permanent care, that kind of thing. But, you know, we've got variants across the island of the type of support that people need. So individuals really should be having a say in how that happens, what they'd like to see, how it impacts them, and how they'd like the government, I guess, to direct their support in that area. So yeah, it would be lovely if people could get online, fill out the survey. Again, you can go to the Isle of Wight Council Facebook page. There's a post on there today talking about how, you know, it tells you all about it, and there's a link you can follow, and then you can just go to the national website and start filling out the survey.
Are you two allowed to do this as well?
Yes.
That's good. And because I would imagine you see a lot more and you hear a lot more as well, so your voice has to count as well, doesn't it?
Everybody's does, I think. Everyone's voice doesn't matter. If you've got an opinion, everybody wants to hear it. They're all valid, aren't they? Everybody's opinions on this is valid. So.
And it's not like, well, you work for the council, so you can't take part in this. No, I would imagine you see a lot more than a lot of people.
And they're specifically requesting, actually, that people who work in the sector do complete the survey, because it really impacts them too. So they should also have a say in the services they're providing and how they think they should be delivered. I mean, essentially, they're the experts in the room always, aren't they? So, everybody should have a look at the survey and see if they've got an opinion, and then put their opinion forward so that we get that kind of cross-section of community.
Do we have enough staff in this sector? Do we have enough people? Are there any jobs?
Jobs, yes. Staff, we always need more. And I think the thing that we would really like to see would be a strong, solid pipeline. So we talk about succession planning in-house at the council, and we talk about pipelines, about we might have, let's say, for example, which we don't at the moment, but let's say, for example, we had every single job filled. Those people are going to move on at some point. People are going to retire. People are going to change jobs. People are going to relocate. People's life circumstances change. Those people who are in those jobs now are not always going to be in those jobs, or they might get promoted or move upwards, and those jobs will need filling behind them. So what we really want to have on the island is a really strong, solid pipeline of individuals coming through, knowing that they want to work in the care and social work sectors, knowing that there are clear career paths, really good rewarding salaries, really good work-life balance, lots of continuous professional development, training, support, and coming in from school age going, I actually think that could really be for me. Maybe I've had a bit of experience as a young carer looking after an individual at home and really knew the value and benefit of doing that and wanted to continue that as a career, or someone who perhaps has needed care services themselves and realised that actually that's maybe not what they thought it was, and that they could offer that in the future. Other people who just want to be in that rewarding, socially responsible work environment where you're, you know, constantly helping people all day, every day, seeing new people, chatting to new people, meeting different people from different walks of life. It's really interesting and engaging across the board, from entry level right through to management. So we want people to be choosing it really early on, and then have that constant pipeline, so when a vacancy comes up, there are plenty of people to fill it.
How do we do that then, Emily? How do we do? Is it going into schools and colleges and making them aware of what is needed and what they could do?
That's definitely one pathway. I think there's some research that shows, obviously, like the more you engage with young people at that level, the more likely they are to think about it as a choice. For, I mean, you know, if you don't know that the job exists or there's different careers and what it entails, then you're probably not going to go and think about what GCSEs and A-levels and what beyond that you'll have to do to get there, because you don't know about it. So yeah, I think going into schools is definitely one of the things. We also do our careers event, which obviously is about, although we want to, you know, fill vacancies there for our vendors, it's also about changing perceptions and educating people on the different careers in care and health as well. So there's, I think there's quite a few different ways to do it, but yeah, getting into schools is a really big one.
Because it works. If you educate young, and I've noticed that recently I've seen a Southern Water commercial that is the young kids telling everybody off about saving water. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a clever move, it really is. Mm-hmm. But I would imagine that those young people now have got that knowledge of there's a drought, save water. And that's what the message was, save water. Mm-hmm. And I know recently, in recent times, probably the last 5 or 6 years, I think that there's been a lot of people from the what was the company called that used to take away our refuse, our rubbish and stuff? And they went back into the schools and told people how, or was talking to young people how they can recycle and so on. And now we've got the best recycling records in the country by all accounts. So that's all because they're going back to grassroots. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine there's your pipe leads to schools.
And it's really interesting because we've also utilised young people in recruitment processes. I think I've mentioned it on the show before, but when we recruited our director of children's services, Ashley, when he was going through the recruitment process for that post, we had a board of young people who were actually in on the interview process and actually had a say in what questions were asked, and they actually asked those directly to all the candidates themselves, so you could actually see how the individual would respond to topics that really mattered to the people that they would be looking after. And that case, I think we had people from who'd been maybe young carers or who'd been on receipt of care, but also the youth council, that kind of thing. So young people getting involved at that level as well and seeing where it could take you, because that is a hefty job to be looking at long term. If you start here, you could end up here. And I think that for us is key to show that the when you're young, you don't necessarily think about where you're going to end up. You tend to think in terms of job titles and stereotypes. So, firefighter, nurse, doctor, lawyer. Social worker isn't often in that group of aspirational things that you think about as a kid. There's no storybooks about social workers, and there's no, Happy Land characters about social workers that, they don't buy them in the shop. But actually, social workers are such a valuable part of our community, and they look after the most vulnerable people at the most critical times, offering support and care and getting people back on their feet and back into independent, enriched, happy lives. Children who really need someone to champion them and what they need, that's the job. And and adults who are maybe in mental health crisis, that's the job. That you're going in, you're helping those people who most need it. Now, we need people to understand that that is something you can do as a bit of a superhero from a very, very early age. It would be lovely to see that. So people are like, I think I'd like to be a social worker when I'm older. I think I'd like to be a nurse. I think I'd like to be a doctor. It would be lovely to see it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I just remember those days when people used to ask you, you were at school, very, very young, what did you want to be? Professional footballer, nurse, as you said.
Police officer.
All those things. And life's changed. And would it be nice to sort of update that? I feel a commercial coming on. Back in the day, we used to say this, but now, this is what we need. We need experts on roads. We need experts on why they crumble, environment. Yeah. And we also need experts on care and social workers and so on. So I mean, they don't just turn up, these peeps. So they have to train for many years, don't they? I'm guessing.
And it's really beautiful because the system is set up that anyone can start, and the training is all there. It's ready to go. It's very difficult on I think choosing where you want to go in a medical profession, knowing you want to help someone, knowing where you nurses, doctors, porters, all the kind of medical stuff and the NHS side of things. But actually, if you look at social work, it's very clear, it's very simple. You go, this is your path, this is your qualification, and you can specialise in these areas as you figure it out and as you find out what you're best at and what you feel your key areas and strengths are. And I think it's nice to get that out into the community and under people's noses that you can qualify for this. Anyone can walk in and do that job, and it's on the job training, and it's something that you can qualify in as you get paid and as you learn. You can go and study it, you know, in an academic way, or you can go in like a work-based route. It's a career path that I think is overlooked often. So we were keen. We've got a number of jobs right now for social work, and even social work assistants if people are looking at coming in at another level. But we also need to attract engaged, experienced social workers here to the island, because obviously we can't just rely on qualifying people who are here, because it takes time, like you say.
Yeah.
We need people also who are already qualified and experienced and looking for something to come and join us. So there's a job there too about encouraging people this way.
So what would you, what's your advice then to people that are thinking about it, want to know more about it? How do we, what's the next steps they take?
Contact the council. Contact that. You know, we've got, like Katie said, we've got jobs out all the time, and quite a handful at the minute. And there's named contacts on there, whether it's adults or children. So there's people there that know a lot about the job and how to get there because they've done it, and they can probably give you the best advice on what to do and where to start, sort of thing.
My teams actually really love it if someone phones up and says, I'm thinking about a career in social work, could someone answer some of my questions? They love it. They won't always be immediately available for you that moment on that day. These are busy people, but if you drop us an email or drop them an email via if you went in, I would say careers at iow.gov.uk and said, I'm interested in a career in social work, please can I, you know, set up a call with someone in children's or adult services that could give me some answers. We can do that really easily, and I would strongly recommend it for anyone who's considering it and has questions.
Can we get a social worker in next time?
Yes,
we can try.
I'm sure we could.
And we've got a couple. Busy.
The two principals, Ian and Anna, are really, really good at talking about this stuff. So if we can find a week when they are available to do it, I think they'd love to come in and talk to you.
Because wouldn't it be great if they came in and said, like, what did you have to do to become a social worker? What does a social worker do? What does your everyday look like? I know no day is going to be the same, but these are the sorts of things that we've got to do. This is the sort of thing we have to train for and be aware of and so on. It'd be great to know, because let's be honest, as you said, the reasons why we're doing this is to educate people that this council that's right on our doorstep works incredibly hard, but there's a lot of people that just poo-poo things just because they can, just because they can't be bothered to find out what it actually does. And when you think of social workers, yeah, I could think of a number of people that have used, you know, horrible comments and so on. Mm-hmm. But actually, let's come in, let's get some in and say, look, what do you actually do? What I mean, it's a lot more tricky and it's a lot harder than people realise.
Absolutely.
And maybe they should get a little bit more respect for it. It might encourage other people to be, right, that's what I want to do.
I think it's a really good idea. And there's also a national campaign called Change the Script, which is supporting social work as well. And what they're tackling is, over the years, over the generations, everyone will have seen on, you know, EastEnders or Coronation Street or in a movie, social workers in a you know, fictional environment who've been used as a plot point. And often those stories are really negative. You see a social worker come in and maybe create some kind of devastation or traumatic situation, and they're involved. So people have associated social work with those negative situations, and they're not truly reflective of the reality of what would actually happen in those situations. So Change the Script, which you can look up online, there's YouTube videos about it, there's all sorts. Lots is about getting the media to give true reflections of social work in films, TV shows, and any kind of story-based activity that's going out, to make sure that social work is properly represented, because the stereotypes can be very, very damaging, particularly if you're someone who needs a social worker or could do with that support. It can be quite frightening if you don't understand that they're there to help you. So it's a really, really important campaign. So we're supporting that as well, and it's called Change the Script.
Brilliant. Okay. It's really important for us to talk about these things. So it knocks down the walls, knocks down the barriers, and people fully understand what it's all about, rather than just sit on the outside saying, they don't do much, do they? And you just think, it must be so soul-destroying for you guys.
It's hard, isn't it, when we speak, because we know everyone from the inside, and I think everyone's heard me and Emily both talk about how much we love the council, and we love our colleagues, it's great and all that. And we do. We sort of spend time with these individuals and just think, if I was in that situation, situation, you are exactly who I would want to come and help me out. You are exactly who I would want to turn up at my door and say, right, how can I help you? What do we need? What can we do? Here is a plan.
Very passionate, very caring. You get the sense that they're really proud of the work that they do. Yeah. They want to do the best that they can. And I think that's what you want in your community, isn't it? So
yeah, I'm so glad you come in once a month, because I think it's really, really important. What are we going to talk about next month? I mean, obviously, can we get a social worker in for next month, or is there another topic?
Well, we'll have to check their diaries, like I say, but I think certainly we can get a social worker to come in and talk at some point in the next couple of sessions. But we do have, as Emily mentioned, I'll let you do this bit, but we have the careers event coming up in September.
Yes, can't remember the day.
16th.
I should know. So thank you.
It's your moment now.
I know. I've done so many of them, all the dates are like getting confused.
It's always that kind of middle of September, but it's always the Wednesday, so the date is always just one away.
Yes, right. So it's 16th, it's a Wednesday at Lord Louis Library from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. We've got, you know, quite a few. Care and Health, we've got all the different NHSs this time. I've got to be really careful because there's NHS Isle of Wight, but there's also NHS Hampshire and
NHS Professionals.
Yeah, so we've got quite a few different NHSs there as well this time, which is quite exciting. So
they all represent different parts of what the wider, bigger organisation does. Yeah.
So put this in your diary. It's in September.
Yep, about a month away.
You will come in because you're late this time around, aren't you?
Yes.
Because I was away, and you're going to come in a couple of weeks' time, aren't you? Mm-hmm. So that will actually be before the actual event. So you'll be armed to the teeth with all the information.
Yes,
that you
I will
need to
know more then.
Excellent. And we should have a confirmed list as well of who's going to be there, because that's obviously still happening as well, because it's limited numbers on site. We're now to the point where obviously we do this event annually. We did do one in the spring to see if that would also be as popular as the autumn one. The weather, it was a heat wave, what a surprise. It was very difficult to get people through the door during half term. So we've gone back to the original autumn one, so we're hoping it'll be well attended, but we're oversubscribed. So there's so many employers who want to get involved.
Yeah, good for them.
And speaking of employers, we wanted to also, if it's okay, have we got time to talk about another bit? We've also wanted to plug a scheme that's happening, not from the council, but via DWP. Which is the Youth Guarantee Scheme. I don't know if you've heard of this or discussed this yet.
No, what does DWP stand for?
Department of Work and Pensions.
Yeah. Oh, them, yeah,
so
right.
Job Centre Plus, basically. So Job Centre Plus team recruiting, supporting people back into work. And this is targeted very specifically at that 16 to 24-year-old market that we come in and talk about frequently here on the show.
Yeah.
And people who've got barriers to employment. They're running a scheme called Youth Guarantee. It's new. And it's got a 2.5 billion government investment nationally. And they want to create up to 500,000 jobs, training places and learning opportunities nationwide. And clearly the Isle of Wight wants to get in on that too. So the request really is for employers. So this isn't about individuals listening necessarily about whether they would like one of these places. It's about getting employers to join us on the scheme and join in with opening up opportunities for these 16 to 24-year-olds. Now, some of these placements will be fully funded six-month job placements.
Right.
So not dissimilar, I think, to Kickstart, which was very successful after COVID. And essentially, if they are taking on someone who's maybe been claiming universal credit for 18 months or more, they'll actually get a fully funded six-month placement. So the employer will get all that benefit of having someone there without the crucial cost on their business. And if they take somebody on for 6 months, who's been on universal credit for 6 months, then it's still like a £3,000 grant support, and national insurance contributions are waived and all kinds of good things.
How do we get involved in that?
You need to go to business.gov.uk and all of the information is there. And I think it was under the heading of recruit via the job centre. But it's business.gov.uk. It's a national initiative. It's all about opening up opportunities for 16 to 24-year-olds, particularly those who've been on universal credit now for some time and therefore need that extra push to get them into rewarding careers.
Brilliant. That's music to my ears. That is, because I think they're the ones that need some a leg up at the moment. 16 and 24-year-olds really do, and I love what that the sound of that. I really do. Hey, look, ladies, thank you very much for coming in. And I know it's been like a sweatbox in here. It's now up to 30 degrees. All that hot air that's blowing around. But thank you. We'll see you in a couple of weeks' time.
Yes.
And we'll have the full details on the event that's happening in September.
We'll have a whole list.
And we're going to have some guests coming up too as well. So,
excellent. Okay, thank you.